Hi, Paul. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, you know. One of those, I've been better.
Oh. Well, I always say, you know, when you say something like that, it can only go up from here, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
So, what's going on? I know that we're having trouble with the payment, but I also saw that you had sent in a request wanting to cancel the program.
I have to. I can't take the overhead. I just didn't have enough in savings to sustain, you know, not growing. I'm not getting any work. That's what's happening. And that's, I got plenty of debt and no work. That's a good summary.
I see. Okay. So I need to give you a couple of options because, you know, if you recall, we can't cancel the program with a past due balance, you know, and that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to the automatic renewal on the 19th. So you have to call 3 business days prior to prevent that. But the good news is only April 19th is past due. So you're catching it in time before the May 19th hits. And if your intention is to cancel, that package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. You wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if you're going to cancel anyway, right? So I could at least take those off, and that would lower that amount to just $149. Okay, and then once that settles, I can cancel the account for you. Or you may want to cancel the account and just keep the website open, lastdayselectric.com, and that's $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I've decided to let the business go, and my van's up for sale.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So you would probably just need to cancel it altogether, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah. I got to shed all debt.
Okay. So are you able to do the reduced past due amount now, or do you need a little bit of time for that? Or
I need some more time. I'm trying to sell some personal things. I've got a lot of personal things, and I'm in the process of trying to generate some funds through Marketplace, just selling off what I, you know, whatever I can get. Some of it's pretty nice. I mean, like pool table, brand new Blackstone grill.
Oh, that's nice.
One of my vehicles I'm selling. It's older, but I'm going to sell it because I can't take the insurance of 2 vehicles either. And I just got the van. So, I mean, I'd like to keep the van, but I did put it up for sale. And if somebody wants to buy it, and I can come to terms, I'm going to sell it. But I posted it on Marketplace. I posted my trailer. My Denali will be posted once I go to Carfax or CarMax, whatever it is, Carfax today.
I think, I think it's CarMax, the used dealership, right? Yeah, I think it's CarMax.
Yeah, it's more for used cars. Like the dealer, it's too old. The dealer wouldn't take it on his lot even. But
wow.
Yeah, it's an 03 with like 181,000 miles
on
it.
Oh, I see.
It's been a good ride though, man. I mean, it's dependable. So I've kept it.
Yeah, I was going to say 181,000 miles. That's definitely dependable. So that's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm just, my original plan was if I could get enough growth to hire help. Because I'm 57, I can't sustain just me in the field. And right now, I don't even have enough work to keep myself busy, let alone, you know, put myself in an office and then hire people. I just don't think that's my calling. So
I see.
I defaulted back to what I knew, like what I've done and what I know and what I'm licensed to do. And I put a lot of my life into, but I think it's at an end, and I'm just going to have to try some different things.
Yeah.
Something more suitable to my age, so.
Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot in the service industry. You know, my husband's cousin did a renovation for us about 5 years ago, but he's in his 60s. And when I saw him with these, you know, huge, like, quartz countertops and building all the cabinets and, you know, getting down on his knees and doing the flooring, I was thinking, like, what's he going to do when he can't? I mean, 60-ish is, like, already pushing it, you know? But I'm like, wow, he's really, like, doing good for his age. But I'm like, that has to be hard on his body. He probably comes home and it's just, like, all torn up, you know? So, yeah. And he actually, he loved the electrical. He said, that's my specialty. I'm a master electrician. But, you know, he did everything else too. But he, like, you could tell his passion was in the electrical. So he loved doing that stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah. So, but okay. Well, best of luck to you. I'll follow up with you in a week or so and just see where you're at that time. As long as you pay it, before May 16th, it'll prevent the next month's charge. So you definitely have some time if you're selling some stuff and whatnot to get this settled and, you know, prevent further charges. Okay.
It'd be $250.
No, it's going to be $149. I took off the Facebook ads because you wouldn't need them if you're going to cancel. You know what I mean? Because that $100 would provide a fresh batch of Facebook ads, which is supposed to last you through the next month. But if you're going to cancel service and you're not going to use it through the next month, why pay for that extra batch of ads that you can't use? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll at least take those off to help you out a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I just can't pay for it. And I mean, normally, the Facebook was doing, it performed better than anything else I tried, I guess. But it's just, you know, I haven't been getting anything with this. So it just doesn't seem like God's providing in this way. Although the van, he provided the van. And so I put it up for sale. We'll see. Like I said, I will, prefer to keep it. We'll see what happens. I think what my preference would be to sell the Denali off. And then, my wife, I have to pay her out of that vehicle because she owns half of it.
And, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, anyway. I'm a believer in what you said. You know, I sat under Pastor Chuck at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa for many years, and that was one of his favorite sayings is, where God leads, God provides. And I like that you said, hey, you know, God is providing in this way. So you're taking that as a closed door, knowing that he's going to open the door elsewhere for you. You know what I mean? So
yeah that's exactly it. That's exactly
definitely
what it is. And I
respect that. Mm-hmm.
I told my wife, I said, honestly, this what it's proven to me is I can't do this on a competitive level. I can do it, but not competitively anymore. Not like I was in my 20s and 30s and even into my 40s, you know.
Yeah.
I can do an occasional side job, but that's what it is, a side job. And I don't want to do that because I've been an inspector and I just, I can't do that with clear conscience.
And there's just too much like overhead too to have a whole business just for like a side job here and there. You know what I mean? So I get it.
That's exactly it. You got to carry all the overhead, the insurance for the business. Maybe an office space. You know, if you grow, it's an office space. So it's a full commitment. That's right.
Yeah.
And I just, that's what I'm, I don't want to, I want to get something where I can travel, where I can do stuff online and not be tied physically down either.
Yeah.
Like physical location. So that's
sense.
What I'm looking at. I hope I can find something. I've got some ideas in the pipeline that fit that criteria, so we'll see.
Oh, neat. Yeah, I love that. I call that the no schedule life, when you can travel and and just go on, you know, do what you want. And, you know, you worked hard your life to kind of earn that right, you know. So that's awesome.
I hope that's kind of what's headed my way. But I'm literally liquidating my tools. I almost sold my scaffold yesterday, but the guy found a cheaper one, I guess. So.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, when the right person comes along, yeah, you'll get a good price for it, I'm sure. I'll help you out a little bit, you know, more since, you know, you are my brother in the Lord. I'll put you into the corporate rate of 129. I know that only saves you $20 on that past due amount, but hey, every little bit helps. So I'll reduce that to 129, and then I'll follow up with you in a week or so. If you have it sooner, feel free to call me, and then once that settles, we'll cancel the account, okay?
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right.
I really
appreciate
it.
You're welcome. No problem, and thank you for explaining everything to me as well. Have a great rest of your week.
All righty. You too. God bless.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you, Paul. Bye-bye.